It was on every television station. It was the front page of every paper. And I turned on the TV, and there was like a mile of yellow tape, and there were 20 cop cars. There were helicopters flying over it. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, August 5th, 2024. Welcome to day 1294. Global stock markets fell sharply as worries about the U.S. economy sparked a worldwide sell-off. Japan's market plunged 12.4% for its worst day since the Black Monday crash of 1987, while the S&P 500 dropped 3%, its worst day in nearly 2 years. The Dow fell 2.6% and the Nasdaq slid 3.4%. The declines mark the worst three-day slide since June 2022 and extended a sell-off that started last week after a jobs report showed slower hiring and rising unemployment. In July, the U.S. added 114,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. Economists had expected the U.S. to add 175,000 jobs and to keep the jobless rate steady at 4.1%. Last week, Fed officials held interest rates at a two-decade high, where they have remained for a year. Analysts now expect the Federal Reserve to cut rates at its next three meetings in September, November, and December, with some demanding an emergency cut now. Moving on, after weeks of being noncommittal over the September 10th ABC News debate that he previously agreed to, Trump said that he'll instead debate Harris on Fox News or not at all. "I'll see her on September 4th or I won't see her at all," Trump said, claiming the previously scheduled presidential debate was terminated once Biden dropped out of the race. Harris responded, saying that it's interesting how any time, any place becomes one specific time, one specific safe space. The Harris campaign added that Trump was running scared and trying to back out of the debate he already agreed to and was now expecting Fox News to bail him out. Meanwhile, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas failed to publicly disclose additional private travel provided by Republican megadonor Harlan Crow in 2010. According to Customs and Border Protection records, Thomas and his wife, Ginny Thomas, flew from Hawaii to New Zealand on Crow's jet on November 19, 2010, and then returned on that jet a week later. The flight was not listed on Thomas's financial disclosure reports. Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden said that Crow has failed to address the simple question of whether he claimed tax deductions on Thomas's use of his jet, noting that passing off trips involving personal hospitality as business expenses is a run-of-the-mill tax scam. Meanwhile, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch warned Joe Biden about his Supreme Court reform proposals, saying, "Be careful." When asked about Biden's bid to impose mandatory ethics rules for the court and term limits on justices, Gorsuch replied that an independent judiciary means that when you're unpopular, you can get a fair hearing. He added, however, "You're not going to be surprised that I'm not going to get into what is now a political issue during a presidential election year. I don't think that would be helpful. And so I just say, be careful." Moving on, former Trump campaign attorney Jenna Ellis agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in Arizona as part of the state's fake elector case. Prosecutors will drop the 9 felony counts against Ellis, who worked with Rudy Giuliani to overturn Trump's 2020 loss in that state, in exchange for her cooperation against the remaining 17 defendants in the case. Ellis also agreed to completely and truthfully testify in any future trials. And finally, a Los Angeles man who launched an independent campaign for president after discovering a dead worm in his brain confessed to Roseanne Barr that he left a dead bear cub in Central Park in 2014 because he thought it would be amusing. In a video he voluntarily posted to social media, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he did not kill the bear, but instead put it in his car with plans to skin it after it was killed by another driver. Kennedy, however, said he had a dinner that ran late that night and had to travel to the airport immediately after the dinner, so he decided to put the dead bear cub in Central Park and stage it to look as if a bicyclist had run over the animal. Presumably, Kennedy posted the video in an attempt to preempt a New Yorker article which mentions the incident. He captioned his post, "Looking forward to seeing how you spin this one, New Yorker."
Maybe 8 or 9, I was driving up, maybe, you know, really early, like 7, and that woman in a van in front of me hit a bear and killed it, a young bear. So I pulled over and I picked up the bear and put him in the back of my van because I was going to skin the bear, and it was very good condition, and I was going to and put the meat in my refrigerator. And you can do that in New York State. You can get a bear tag for a roadkill bear. And so then we went hawking, and I had the bear in my car. And then we had a really good day, and we went late. We were catching a lot of game, and the people really loved it, so we stayed late. And instead of going back to my home in Westchester, I had to go right to the city because there was a dinner at Peter Luger's Steakhouse. And at the end of the dinner, it went late, and I realized I couldn't go home. I had to go to the airport. And the bear was in my car, and I didn't want to leave the bear in the car, because that would have been bad. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, you know, at that time, this was the little bit of the redneck in me. There'd been a series of bicycle accidents in New York. They had just put in the bike lanes. And saw people, a couple of people got killed, and it was every day, and people had gotten badly injured. Every day it was in the press. Yeah. And so I thought, I wasn't drinking, of course, but people were drinking with me who thought this was a good idea. And I said, I had an old bike in my car that somebody had asked me to get rid of. I said, let's go put the bear in Central Park, and we'll make it look like he got hit by a bike. It'll be fun and funny for people. So everybody thought, that's a great idea. So we went and did that, and we thought it would be amusing for whoever found it or something. The next day, it was like, it was on every television station. It was the front page of every paper. And I turned on the TV, and there was like a mile of yellow tape, and there were 20 cop cars. There were helicopters flying over it. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do?
The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, meanwhile, said the statute of limitations expired and that Kennedy will not face charges. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.